Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Forward Top Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. A ton going on. Mets continue their winning streak at home with great pitching, not a ton of hitting, but who cares, because that lineup will wake up and they are winning games, outscoring a lot of runs. Yankees with just a weird, rough day out there in Detroit, losing that game. This was not a great Carlos Rodon performance. You had a new national champion, well, a national champion that has won in the past, but a new one at least in 2025 as Florida gets it done against Houston. Your team embarrassed themselves last night. I know you want to get to that at some point. And, of course, the Abdul Carter noise growing louder and louder coming to New York and the New York Giants potentially. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing okay. I mean, yeah, the hockey team, they played hard last night, believe it or not, until the end of the game where they kind of just were mailing it in late in the third period. But, I mean, you know, they came out and they actually started a great game, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, it's 3-0, and it happens really quickly, especially against a really good team and a team that knows how to play and a team that is on edge and a team that plays hard, and you have a Ranger team that's basically the season's over. You know, it's over, and they're not making the playoffs, and there's going to be a lot of off-season decision-making to be made.
They stink.
All right, I get it. I appreciate it. And I feel bad about it because it's been a tumultuous season, to say the least. You know, at least 6 or 7 guys shipped out of here, new guys brought in, trying to rescue a season. And I'll tell you, it is a huge failure in the eyes of James Dolan because he wants his teams in the playoffs in the Garden. That's where they make money. That's where, you know, this is it's a huge part of the sport. And when the Rangers don't make it, it is not good times around the team. It's not good times around MSG, and heads will roll eventually. And we've all been through this before, and there'll be a retool for next year. But it just goes to show you, when you have a team like Tampa Bay come in, and we've seen them a lot, they've retooled, but yeah, their star players are still at the prime of their career and the prime of their game, and they just play a game differently than the Rangers play right now. So, really unfortunate, really disappointing season, but they're not catching the Canadians, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to get some Dave Mishkin today. He is the Tampa Bay Lightning play-by-play man who screams, and he screams Kucherov, and he screams Point, and he screams all these names we've been hearing against the Rangers and Islanders for the last number of years as they generally run into the Lightning at some point and then end up losing. So
yeah, exactly. It's amazing. But the other side of the coin is that, you know, the Mets won a game, another shutout. And, you know, and I know the weather is not conducive to hitting either for the Yankees or the Mets right now. But still, you get a shutout. You win 5 in a row now. And things are great. I mean, things are, you know, not as perfect as you want, but because you're not getting much offense out of second base or third base or center field for that matter. But I will say that they're just playing smart baseball. They're winning games, and these games right now, nobody wants to be. These guys don't want to be out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Miserable. Yeah, no, I know, and I mean, just thank God for this pitching because I can't even imagine the conversations we'd be having about the offense if the pitching wasn't as spectacular as it's been. And saying, "Oh man, I mean, look at them; they're just not scoring any runs. They're scoring, you know, two runs here and three runs here." And I mean, it's just not enough. I mean, back to back games, they scored two runs. Well, they won 2-1 and 2-0 and 3-2 prior to that. You know, if that was the other way around, it was 5-3. 6-2-3, we'd be screaming like crazy. So the pitching has been a total life preserver. They have been awesome. I'm a little worried about how much the bullpen's being used early on. I'm sure Carlos Mendoza and Jeremy Hefner are going to figure that part of it out, but it's been awesome to watch. I mean, I love the start that the rotation in the bullpen has gotten off to. And, you know, you had an insurance run there late in the game with a couple of guys you don't expect a lot of offense from with Siri and Taylor. So, I mean, it's still fun to watch, even when they're not hitting, when they're winning like this. And now I hope it stays this way, and I'm knocking on wood, but like everybody who comes out of the bullpen, I'm like, all right, let's go. I got confidence in every one of these guys.
Exactly. And, you know, they're just not hitting with runners in scoring position. That's the problem. I mean, when you take a look at Lindor, he had three hits yesterday. Soto, again, on base, you know. And Alonso has two hits yesterday. They just didn't come in at the right time. But I don't know. I just, this is what we expected. We expected them to be competitive. We expected them to win games. This is going to be an, oh, by the way, game that nobody's going to refer back to in 3 months. Nobody's going to care. But these are the games that you want to get off to what they have gotten off to. And that is a good start. And they are rolling right now. And the nice thing is, too, is they are playing great at home. When you think about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they haven't lost at home at this point. And yeah, I mean, of course, the specific game last night is probably not something that's going to be remembered. But I think that we'll probably, if this continues, you know, we'll look back and say, man, you know, they're pitching. When the offense wasn't there early in the season, when it was freezing cold, the pitching stepped up and kept this thing rolling in the right direction. And now look, as the weather's gotten warmer, now the bats are alive and this team is just firing on all cylinders. And of course, they moved the game up to 4 o'clock. Is it 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock today? They moved 4 o'clock. So they moved the game up to 4 o'clock today because of the weather, which just shows me that TV doesn't matter to Major League Baseball anymore. And TV doesn't dictate the way things go, because if you're catering to the fans that are going to the game or the players and the cold, then that means that the TV deal isn't as important, because you've seen many times the NFL screw a fan base for whatever works television wise. So, I mean, I think that's sort of the underlying story that people don't talk about with these games being moved, because they're so focused on the weather. But like, if there was a strong TV deal and TV partners that Major League Baseball used to have back in the day, this stuff would never happen. They wouldn't give a crap what the temperature was. But nowadays it's just like, whatever. Doesn't really matter. RSN streaming does. ESPN's leaving us.
You know what's interesting about the TV deal coming into the 2025 season is going to be the fact that they changed the overtime rules. And they changed
the NFL now. Yeah.
The NFL. They changed the overtime rules so that if Team A scores a touchdown, Team B is now going to get a possession.
Yep.
And it potentially, and this is probably a little bit of inside football, inside TV and football. The 1 o'clock games, if one of those games, which is usually, you know, they're all regional games, if one of those games goes into overtime, and because both teams have to have a possession, it's going to impact the doubleheader aspect of Fox and CBS on Sunday. It's only Sunday only, because that's where you have, you know, basically, to understand Sunday afternoon TV, the big game of the week is the 4:25 game on either CBS or Fox. That is the national game on the whole network. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if there is a overtime game in that 1 o'clock window, that means CBS or Fox can't get that 4:25 game to an entire audience, because a big portion of that audience is going to be watching that overtime game.
Right. They won't get it on time. Eventually they'll get it, but not at the beginning of the game.
That is, while it's good for the actual game itself, it may hurt their TV partners.
Yeah, interesting. But that's what, you know, the point being that, you know, the NFL will make decisions based on TV partners and, you know, obviously streaming partners now with Netflix and Amazon and everything else.
And they're fully streaming in 2029.
Right. And you know, baseball's just not in that place. But so, yeah, they moved the games up. You had a freezing cold game. You saw some flurries there in Detroit.
The winter was over.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, too. Like, baseball touches all four seasons. You got all four seasons.
It does.
I mean, you get winter, spring, summer, and fall. All four seasons in 162 games. How? I don't know. But you somehow, as you watch the snow coming down in Detroit, baseball in this long-ass regular season touches all four seasons. And, yeah, that was a rough run for the Yankees. I mean, you had a great Carlos Rodon start on opening day. Not so much here. Just every time that this guy has an outing like that, people are going to freak, especially with no Gerrit Cole this year and Luis Gil not being around and the pressure that's going to be on him. And it's just like he just doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. You know, it's always extrapolating to, oh, this guy's going to fall apart. Oh, we can't count on him every time that you see a little bit of a crack in the armor, which I don't necessarily think is totally fair to him. But this was a bad one. Not that it's really going to matter, but that was just a game.
He started out great, though.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't.
That's the problem. I mean, you know, and the other, you know, mize for the you know, the Tigers. By the way, I do like these 3 o'clock games. I have to tell you.
Well, we love them.
I love
them. Everybody
yes,
else
exactly
love them?
Because you can watch the whole thing and not worry about, you know, staying up late. Well, but then again, we had the college basketball game last night. Jesus.
Yeah, 8:50 first tip.
And by the way, you know, March Madness finally came to fruition in the final group of teams, the final four. You know what I mean? Just where the craziness happened, the end of the game, one team can't, you know, seem to hit a shot, one team's turning the ball over, one team can't get a shot off. I mean, crazy stuff happening, especially after Florida being down by 12 at one point. And it looked like the first half, it looked like Houston was just a step ahead of everything.
Well, I mean, they were just clamping down defensively, and then you saw some of the numbers offensively from the Florida Stars that were just completely barren. But it was, I mean, if you liked defense, you got some defense.
It was a horrendous shooting for both teams.
I guess if you like that. But yeah, it's a different tournament. You know, obviously we know that there was barely any sort of Cinderella stories. The best teams were there in the end. You got some good games in the Final Four in the championship game with some action at the end, but I mean, this was not a needle mover tournament in New York. That's for sure. I mean, this was
St. John's fell out. Forget it.
Exactly. Once they were gone, that was the end of it. There was no buzz around this thing after that. The only people that talked to me about it were ones that still had a shot in their brackets and their pools. And that was it. It was a gambling driven interest with this, just like most of the time. But I mean, if you want to say it was a good ending to the tournament, you could. To me, this was a, we talk a lot about needle movers. This did not move any sort of needle.
This game would have been a much, I don't know what the ratings are yet. We'll find out shortly. But I think if Duke had been in the final against Florida, that would have been a needle mover, because I still think Duke was the best team. But, you know, again, you know, in these games, in the last 5 minutes, all kinds of craziness happens. And, you know, Duke found out about it. And then, you know, playing against Houston, and then Houston found out about it by playing against Florida last night. It was an ugly basketball game, actually.
Yeah. And what do you think Jim Nance is thinking? You think that he's crying tears, sad tears? I mean, he was tears of joy making it to the championship game. You think we have sad tears from Jim last night? I didn't see him, any video of him after the game crying. But I'm sure it happened at some point. You know, broke down some point in privacy. You know, got it all out.
He could be emotional.
Yeah. But you know what's good for him is he just could pick it up, go right to Augusta,
and
not
feel
even
better
think
when
about
he gets there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think about it. Bang. And he missed the washout yesterday, so he just
everything worked out perfectly for him.
Yeah.
But normally, you know,
it does for Jim Nance.
I know it does. But for years, you know, he would call that game and then get up the next morning and fly to Augusta.
Yeah, no, it's true. But this is the one time he could have been there the entire week, and he wasn't, because his team made it to the championship game, and then the Monday got washed out. So
yeah, it worked out for him.
The sports gods always make sure that Jim gets what he needs, except the national championship last night. Since we're talking about just about everything, and we've hit every single topic imaginable.
Well, you like to get off to a good start.
Yeah, sure. And then we bring it up later and say, well, we already talked about that. Did you see the Detroit Tigers executive, that whole situation?
I did not.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy you didn't. So, yeah, the assistant general manager. Let me get his name because I think
it's this guy,
get his name out there. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did, Wemmy. He was saying he was sending those pics.
Oh, yeah.
Pics Sam of his genitalia. What is going on
Sam
with these?
Menzin, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, didn't one of the Mets guys do that?
Yeah, Jared Porter. And I also think that, well, Mickey Callaway had some inappropriate texts with some people. But yeah, Jared Porter to the, yes, the Japanese reporter. Yes, he was, that stuff was happening.
The Major League Baseball is filled with freakazoids. And they're all at the executive level.
I mean, I don't know. I just, there is some sort of psychology behind that I cannot figure out.
Let me go around here. Have you ever taken a picture of your junk?
I have never. No, and I would be honest with you. You know all the stuff I share.
No, I know.
Boner pills and everything else. I have not taken a... I mean, if I was... I'll tell you this much. If I was prouder of it, I might have. I'll tell you that. If I had like a Pringle can, I might be snapping pictures of it. But I don't. So, but I have not. The answer is no.
Al, have you...
Oh, yeah. I have not, no.
You have not? Not at all?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm with Gio. It says it's not an impressive photo. I'm not taking that.
Okay. Eddie?
No, sir.
All right. Okay. And I am a 100% no.
Yeah.
No. Not even remotely close. Couldn't even imagine taking a picture of the stuff and then sending it to somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have just like a wide-angle lens sitting at home anyway, so what you would
think. Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre.
It really...
Like, and this is like...
It's a sickness.
An executive that is sending it to somebody... Like, who's he sending it to?
Well, Tigers employees and another employee of Major League Baseball.
Why would you do that?
Because you got to be sick in the head. You just have to have some sort of, you're off, you've got some sort of sexual fetish thing. I mean,
And who wants to look at anybody's junk in the first place?
I mean, if there is some sort of established relationship between two people that are good looking and they have a... what do they call long distance relationship?
Okay,
and they want to send some stuff back and forth or
pictures
whatever.
Of my schween,
right? FaceTime and stuff. Okay, if you're sending it to people you're not in a relationship with that are your colleagues, unsolicited.
I gotta take a picture right now and send it to everybody at WFAN. Boom!
Yeah,
here
right.
we go, guys.
Right, hey Zuckerman. What do you think?
Come on.
You know, it's just, it's wild.
All right, so if there is somebody out there that is listening and it has done this, can you please tell us why you're doing it?
Well, no one's going to admit. All right.
Maybe somebody will.
They won't admit to sending it to colleagues unsolicited, which is what this guy was doing. No. I think there's a difference between like...
Boyfriend and girlfriend, husband
and
wife.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Let's take pictures of the penis and send it out.
I mean, it's just...
If you're stationed overseas or something in the military...
Right, but you got like a, you know, and you got a relationship, and maybe it's like a, you know, a full body shot or something. Miss you, I don't know. But you just take the picture to Schween and then send it on Snapchat to these people that you work with. That has to be a sickness. It just has to be. You know, this stuff happened years ago, and then finally it's starting to come out now, which is just like.
So I mean, we're gonna call it a sickness.
It has to be. I that's the only way I can explain it. Because it has to be. Because you cannot be well adjusted. I'm just trying, like, it has to be some sort of perversion that's driving you to do that. Because to reach the level of an assistant general manager in Major League Baseball and have that type of judgment doesn't make sense.
All right, so let me ask you this question. I don't know do you have any idea how many pictures this guy sent?
Well, it was at least to three different people. I know that. I don't know how many pictures.
All females?
Yeah.
All right, so that would be, so they would go to HR,
mm-hmm.
and they'd say, look, so-and-so sending me these pictures.
Right.
HR then would have to call him in, and they'd have to tell him, you're fired for sending these pictures that are inappropriate.
Well, once he found out that they were investigating him, he resigned before they could fire him. And then when the Athletic reached out to him, he said, I'm going back to New York to sort out some family issues is what he said. But the story is that he found out that he knew he was caught red-handed, so he resigned and got the hell out of there before fired.
I mean, at least that part of it, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
Got the hell out of there as opposed to getting fired by somebody.
Right.
And he ends up putting the Tigers and everybody else in the line of fire from the people who received these pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, it's not like the Tigers' fault. It's like the Tigers, I'm sure, have a very stringent HR policy like most businesses do.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and this guy wasn't even thinking about that.
No. Just super confident. And he's thinking, I love how people are like, oh, Snapchat, it disappears. Like, people can't screenshot anything. The same people who delete stuff from social media and think, I deleted it. No, someone screenshotted that.
If Al sent me a picture of his stuff, I wouldn't screenshot it and save it. I could tell you that right now.
Well, you all...
I would look at it and go throw up.
Yes, but if you're someone who is feeling... If you're a female who's in an unwanted schween pick comes your way, you might do that for evidence. Just because it's gonna on Snapchat, you know, it does go away. So there, you know, if you want to say, hey, listen, this guy's doing this, and he's gonna go and deny it, at least you have, you know, your evidence. That's why someone would screenshot. I know you wouldn't screenshot Al Schween.
No.
In this particular situation, I think a female.
Does it ever happen the other way? Is it always a guy doing it, or is?
No, I'm sure. Well.
And does anybody complain when it happens the other way?
No, but that's sort of the dynamic between men and women. Like, you know, men we can have a tendency to be a little bit more on the aggressive, piggish side than a woman would be, you know? And then, like, you know, men are like, oh, boobies, you know, you'll see that. You won't be, most men would not be offended by that, but I could totally understand why a woman... And would not be accepting of a
totally, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
A penis picture of a colleague. I mean, that's just horrible, you know?
Especially when it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're talking about it with somebody.
And it's like, what does he write after that? What do you think of that? Like, what happens there? You know?
I don't know.
What's the conversation afterwards? When you see each other in the office.
You want a piece of this?
It's horrible, man. Just the worst.
God.
Just the worst.
Well,
anyway. Yeah, so the Mets not the only team out there with the general manager sending the Schween picks. So now you got two. You got Jared Porter. Jared Porter's probably thinking like, man, I was just, finally people weren't saying my name again. And now all of a sudden this guy does this and now everybody's, I'm back out there.
Well, hopefully he's got his stuff together.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. Jerry joins us in a couple of minutes.
You want a piece of this?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here, and he's got so much to tell us about baseball, basketball, hockey, football, it's all out there. Jerry, good morning. What's happening, man?
Good morning. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Detachable penis. This song brings back the IMUS memories so quickly. It's amazing. Gosh. Anyway, I'll get you the Kelsey audio next hour for sure. But first, we'll just run through all the sports from yesterday and last night, just because it was the national champ. I know it wasn't a great tournament, but the Florida Gators, national champion.
Florida now down three with the basketball. Trying to draw even. Clayton dribbling on the logo. A little shot fake drives left side of the lane. All the way to the rim. Count the bucket and the foul. Walter Clayton Jr., his first field goal comes on a rack attack.
And that was Westwood One NCAA Radio. That essentially completed the comeback from 12 down in the second half. All of his 11 points, meaning Clayton, come in the second, and Florida beats Houston. They hold on late 65-63. Houston had the trouble with that last possession. Here was Todd Golden, the Gators head coach on CBS. We got it done. That's the way we play.
We did what we did all year. We stayed the course. We have the best backcourt in America. I think we have the best frontcourt in America. And like we've done all year, we made plays when we needed the most.
And they did. Clayton on CBS as we battled.
Man, we've been saying it all year, man. Our motto is we all can go, man. We got a team full of guys that could go. It ain't just about me. We got multiple guys on this go that could go get a bucket and do anything. So my team held me down until I was able to put the ball in the basket. Shout out to them boys.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you what, Jerry, have you ever seen a game and like that where, you know,
no, I've seen that play happen before where a guy goes up and doesn't shoot it. And then has to, but never... I mean, in the final seconds.
I mean, that is some way to end a game. I mean, you talk about so you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I want to see them get a shot off because I want to see if somebody can make it. Maybe it's a three-pointer. Maybe they win the game. And the ball doesn't even get off.
Correct.
You can't get the shot off, which was amazing.
Here was Kelvin Sampson 48 hours ago feeling pretty good. Not so much after this.
Two great teams, two tough teams. You know, we lost by 2 points. They made a... one more play than we did tonight.
Well, this is true. Now, the in-game interview on CBS with Kelvin Sampson drew some, I guess you would say, raised some eyebrows, if you will.
It's nerves. It's championship night. It's in the middle of the January against Sasquatch State.
Which Ian Eagle and Bill Raftery said.
What conference is Sasquatch State in?
Bert, I was 5-0 against Sasquatch State.
But I had some fun with that along the way. Also having some fun, I think this was a Capital One event, I'm pretty sure. Here was
Of course it is.
Here was Charles Barkley to the crowd.
Thank you. And yes, y'all got some big bitches here.
Yeah! Oh, he loves that. And I love that he loves that. That whole San Antonio women thing
yeah.
he got in trouble with. when he didn't care, got in trouble with.
And still doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just keeps... Man, them big old women in San Antonio eating them churros. People want me to apologize about saying San Antonio women big. I ain't apologizing. Y'all big. Eating them damn churros for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Thank you, thank you. And yes, y'all got some big bitches here.
I mean, by the way, big nose big.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah. I mean,
what's this?
Big nose big.
Well, he's a big guy.
And he's big. Yeah. Yes, that is very true. Quickly, the NBA got the Knicks and Celtics tonight, and the Nets face the Pelicans. All right, we get to the baseball from yesterday, Citi Field last night. We will start with the Mets and the Marlins.
Pitch. Line in the air, left center field, and deep out toward the wall. It is a one-hopper off the fence. Lindor rounds third. He's heading home. Cutoff throw to the plate is not in time. Lindor slides in feet first safely. Juan Soto goes to the gap in left center field.
And it was 1-0 Mets. Keith Rad, Mets Odyssey Radio. How about the push bunt from Lindor? Kind of setting things up, which was kind of cool. He had himself a nice night.
He's coming back to life offensively.
He is. Mets win 2-0. They had a good start of 5 innings from Kodai Senga, but the bullpen of Young, Buto, and Stanek combined for 4 scoreless to close it out.
I was just going to say, in regards to Lindor, if he's going to do what he's doing here at home, that's the way a leadoff hitter and batter basically puts pressure on the defense. You get on base, or maybe you take an extra base like he did on the first hit, when they came home in the home opener. But I would just say, like, if you can play like that offensively, you put so much pressure on everybody.
And how about Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, a combined 7-for-11?
We need hits and running with runners in scoring position, Jerry.
Well, that is very true, but right now they've won 5 in a row, and they are 7-3, and yes, they move that game up to 4-10 this afternoon. First
pitch. 3-10?
Not sure.
Why not 1-30?
I don't know. Sure about that either.
You want to get as many people in the building as you can.
Why are they doing it?
I think because of the winds tonight.
Yeah, temperature. Winds.
Temperature's not great, but I think the wind's 25 miles an hour, which is going to make it tough.
Very uncomfortable.
I would think so.
Winter-like, right?
Yeah, winter weather in the spring. Yeah. Yeah, sucks. Maybe you just can't let go of that, can you? We're going to get a chilly day in June. You know, it's still winter. No, it's not numbnut. It's June.
Jesus.
I mean, that face.
You have to just relax, Captain Sunshine.
I'm very relaxed.
I mean, all I'm saying is that it's cold and it's windy.
And I hear
and
you.
And it's very winter-like, and I saw snow in Detroit
yesterday.
April
8th, so did I. I did watch the second inning. It was coming down. It was flurries, but it looked like snow.
When you saw snow yesterday. What did you think of?
I said that baseball touches all four seasons. That's what
right.
I thought.
So meaning that it was winter.
Yeah.
It's not winter. It's spring.
The face that Jerry made when he was impersonating what he thinks you're going to sound like in June was, man, I would be offended if I were you. He
looked like a squirrel.
Yeah, I know. He scrunched his face together.
Oh, I guess it's winter.
And then he said, no, it's not numb nuts. I mean, that was an attack.
It was attack. I know.
Because I constantly get attacked. Hey, you know, it's 41 degrees. It's more like winter.
Yeah, first of all, I don't talk like that. That's how you talk.
I don't talk like that at all.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that impression is. I'm not sure.
Hey, you look like you're dressed up like golf. You going to hit yourself in the face with a golf ball tonight? That'd be hilarious. Maybe you'll die.
Man, Jerry, you have some internal issues that you have to get through. Oh, by the way, I asked these guys, you ever send junk pics to Kim?
No. God, no.
No.
It's the last thing she wants to see. This is my vomit. I don't think so. Okay. So nice spring-like weather in Detroit yesterday, where the Yankees wound up losing to the Tigers.
That was snow, right?
Yeah. It was snow flurries. Yeah, 100%. Wow. And then it was beautiful sunshine in the fifth inning.
Beautiful.
Because it was 38 degrees, but, well, these things happen. So here was the at-bat to Andy Ibañez. This is two batters after Carlos Rodon. It must be fair. He did strike out the guy, which they called ball four. Yeah. Then he strikes out the next guy. Inning should have been over. It wasn't, and then this happened.
Spent some time with the Rangers. His pitch swung on, hit down the left field line. That is trouble. That is gone. Andy Ibañez reached down and got it and hooked it. and got it just over the second fence out there for a three-run homer, and Detroit jumps out in front.
That's Dave Sims right here on the fan. The Yankees fall to the Tigers 6-2. Justin Henry Molloy, a two-run single in the fifth. Both times, too, and I know the umpire was dreadful, but both times set up with walks as well, and a bad error by Cabrera. Was it Cabrera or Peraza at third? I think it was Cabrera at third. He just butchered a ground ball. Here was Rodon. Yeah, bad pitch to Ibanez for sure.
Yeah, I was changed up. I pulled down and in, and, you know, it's like a no-no zone to him. So he made a good swing of force and put him up three runs. So the ball was supposed to be down and away for Chase, and just did not execute that pitch.
And in terms of the missed strike three call, it was Ryan Friedler that would have been the strikeout.
Obviously frustrated with the call, but it was called a ball and it was a walk, so I tried to move on quickly, and I don't think that was, I wouldn't say it affected me. I mean, obviously it's in the back of my head. Obviously I want that pitch called a strike.
Sure, but he did strike out the next guy on like four pitches.
I mean, it's amazing. They needed him to go six innings at least. He did that. He threw 103 pitches in that weather.
Yeah.
And he doesn't wear an undershirt.
Nope.
Which is crazy.
Looked like David Wells out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird to me.
You know
yeah.
why? It's April 7th.
I was thinking about his nipples all day.
We're out of winter.
Just the,
his nipples.
I was thinking about it. No, think about it, because you know that
you
they were
thinking about Carlos Rodon's
yes.
nipples.
Because I'm telling you, think about it. He's got no undershirt. It's freezing.
It's those surfer's nipple.
Those right. Those nipples are hard, and then they're rubbing up against the jersey, without a doubt, scabbing, chafing, something. Surfer's nipple, yeah.
Well, he may put, like, some Vaseline over those nipples.
Well, wouldn't you see it come through the shirt then?
Not necessarily.
No?
Not in that weather.
It's a thick, yeah, it's also a thick fabric, that jersey, you know?
It's a much better jersey this year than it was last year.
Yeah. I mean, I had that nipple situation even on the bike tour. I had that thing so tight on me.
Yeah.
That first year.
I didn't know
that. Freezing
outside. I had no idea.
Popped that thing off. I was like, whoa. Got some chafing on my nipples. This is something I didn't have, didn't expect. Boomer didn't warn me of this. Said you might have a taint issue. Didn't tell me my nipples were going to be all messed up.
I never even thought about your nipples.
Neither did I. So now this is what I'm telling these guys here. They asked me, what about the bike tour? I'm like, all right, listen. Lube up
the
nips.
Put some Band-Aids over those nips.
If it's a cold day.
Yeah.
Warm day, you're fine. Cold
day. Someone here have three nipples?
I don't know.
Is there not someone that works here that's got three? No?
I don't know. If there is, I don't know about it. Eddie would probably know. Eddie?
I do not know.
Sure, I made that up. I thought someone here, I thought that was something you knew.
I didn't. If I did, I've forgotten.
Okay.
I feel like that's something I would have remembered.
Somebody has three nipples here, huh?
Well, that's what Jerry is thinking.
Yeah, maybe I made that up. I don't know. Carlos Carrasco, who has two nipples, takes on Scooble today.
As
far as we know, that is true. 1:10 first pitch on 6:60 a.m. 12:30 with the pregame coverage. We'll have audio next hour of the Dodgers at the White House, of course, with Donald Trump. Not a good night for your Rangers. They lost to the Lightning 5-1 tonight. The Devils play the Bruins. Islanders skate in Nashville, and I'm going to leave you with something from the world of horse racing. As we've seen, these guys are phenomenal. You heard this. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. This might be one of the best down-the-stretch calls I've ever heard from two tongue-twisting horse names.
Cluck, cluck on the outside. Quick, quiet, cluck, cluck. They meet again. Coming to the final furlong. Quick, quiet, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck, quick, quiet, just holding, cluck, 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 still charging, quick, quiet, cluck, 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 cluck on the outside, quick, quiet, cluck, cluck, quick, quiet, cluck, cluck, quick, quiet, cluck, cluck, quick, quiet, quick, quiet.
Dave Rodman from Laurel Park in Maryland.
Yeah.
The cluck, cluck, and the Clark, I don't even know what he's saying.
What is it?
Clark Quide?
No, click, quick, Clyde. Quick, Clyde.
Click, quad, Clyde.
Quick, Clyde. Cluck, cluck, and quick, Clyde.
I couldn't have done that.
That's click, what it sounded like.
Click, Clyde, and cluck, cluck.
Cluck, quick, cluck. Clyde.
Click, Clyde.
Quick.
Quick. Quick, quick,
that's
Clyde.
That's what it's again. It sounded cluck, like, cluck. It sounded like quick, Clyde.
Oh, you don't know.
It sounded like quick Clyde.
Cluck, cluck on the outside. Quick, quiet, cluck, cluck.
They
meet again. Coming to the final furlong. Quick, quiet, cluck, cluck, cluck.
I hear quick, quiet, cluck, cluck.
Yeah, Queequeg. Queequeg, cluck, cluck.
All I know is he did it very well. Props to him.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A ton going on this morning. We talked about the unfortunate situation out there in Detroit with their assistant general manager. We know the situation all too well here in New York sports. Brett Favre with the penis picture. Jared Porter, you know, Mets GM at the time with the penis pictures that they're sending out to people who don't want them. And now this Tigers assistant general manager, he has to resign. He would have been fired for sure, but he has to resign because he was sending unsolicited genitalia pics via Snapchat to two female employees, also a similar pic to an MLB female employee. That man's name is Sam Menzin. So we were just trying to figure out the psychology of it. You were asking all of us if we have taken, not even sent, but just taking a picture of the Schween, and you threw it out there, and it's, you know, it's a little bit shocking to me who is on the phone here. It's a man. He's a regular caller. We met him in person. He actually left his wife, his pregnant wife, to at like the last stage of her pregnancy to join us at the Boomer and Geo boat party, which was very, very nice of him. We made sure that she gave him the blessing and all of that. He is will forever go down as a legendary caller here because of the wow drop that he blessed us with when you took a fun story about hoarding and turned it into a mummified dead person who was stuck under years and years of garbage. And this is Radimus, who has called up.
Wow,
to talk about this. Radimus, who now lives in Houston. Radimus, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Blake. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great, Radimus. You want to talk about this penis picture thing?
Yeah, I don't understand why you guys say it's weird or whatever, man. I be over the road all the time now, you know, and I from time to time, I send the wifey a little, not a little, I can't say little, but, you know, a nice little decent sleeping.
Well, I mean, that's a little bit different story. You're sharing your genitalia with your wife. I mean, this guy is sending it to three different women. I mean,
right, unsolicited.
Unsolicited, and unless the women were, which I don't think they were, doesn't sound like they were. I mean, you know, that's a little different there, Radimus.
Okay, I misheard then. I thought Gio was going to say, you know, if you send a sneak peek, it's a little weird. You know, I'm really proud of what I'm packing. I thank God for what I'm packing. So,
I hope your wife loves it.
I think it keeps it nice and spicy, Boomer. I don't have what you packing. I wish I did, but hey, it is what it is.
Radimus, you are the best of Hobo as well. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, we're talking about someone who is sick enough to think that people they aren't dating, aren't married to, aren't in a relationship with, are going to want to see your penis, and you're working with them as well. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
I mean, I only have one thing to say in regards to what Radimus just told us.
Wow. Yeah.
That's it.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of jealous there of Radimus and his wife's relationship, that he could send a picture of his penis to his wife and she'd actually enjoy that. I mean, I feel like that would move us in the backwards.
Like he says, it keeps it spicy.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, which is fine, which is good for them.
Right.
I wonder if she feels the way he feels.
It sounds like she does, you know.
According to him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's reciprocating too. I mean, listen, he's out on the road. That's great. If you're married and that stuff happens, I'm all for it. Just be careful. You know, people can crack into your phones and the cloud and everything else. But But that's totally fine. But I can't even imagine, like, what the reaction would be if I just all of a sudden, for the first time ever, at 42 years old, just texted Gina while we were, let's say, I don't know, the night before the kickoff to summer, and we were out, and I get back to the hotel room. I'm just like, what do you think? I mean, disgusted. I mean,
what kind of condition would it be in?
Well, I would make sure that it was in it, you know.
Trimmed up?
I mean, yeah. But I wouldn't do it. But I'm just, I can't even imagine that. Like, I really can't. Like that would be way more of a detriment to our relationship than a positive one if that just popped up on her phone. And then I'm like wondering, how would she react? Would she pretend like she liked it just to make me not feel terrible?
That's the point I'm trying to make about Radimus's wife. Like, you know, that sounded
like they have a good relationship, and he sounds like he's proud of what he's got. Meanwhile, over here with me, it's a different story. And I just, would she be like, wow, like, oh, that, you know, glad you're sharing that with me.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over well.
It wouldn't, and that's why I would never do it. That'd be something like she'd go out with her girlfriend and say, I don't know how to handle this.
Like, all she of a sudden, go to the Sable mom's Facebook page.
Of course she would. Right. Just with her name, not anonymous.
Right?
Yeah. My husband sent me a picture of his schween.
What do I
and
do?
And it was
with
disgusting
this?
And tiny. What should I do about it? Anybody else experience this? Gina Giannotti. That's 100% on the table.
Well, what do you think the responses would be back from the?
Oh my! I'm getting chills thinking about it. I don't want to know. What would happen is I get 10,000 text messages immediately from my friend. You know what's going on over there in the Sable Mom's Facebook page? I mean, that Sable Mom's Facebook page is just like, it's incredible. And the dads somehow know about it too, because I used to get texts from all the dads when she would put something up there. Be like, hey, I heard you're looking for a plumber. No!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.